You're listening to the Hamilton Today podcast from 900 CHML.
Poll question of the day on X, if you want to jump in, is what do we do about red light cameras? People are proposing, stopping on a red light. Should Hamilton ban right turns on a red light at all intersections in the city? A handful of North American cities have done this. I believe it's also the law in Quebec. However, for the most part, you're allowed to make a right turn on a red light, but you gotta come to a stop first. And if people are blowing the light, whether you have make the right turn or not, you're supposed to stop. Now, knowing that you can't do that, will that make you just stop? I'm not sure. Let's bring in Angelo DiCicco, special project manager with the Ontario Safety League, and here now. Angelo, thanks for the time. Hope you're well.
Hey, Scott, I'm alive and well, and hopefully everyone out listening is too.
All right, Angelo. So I guess the reason for this is primarily to stop pedestrian accidents slow that down a bit. This has to do with people stopping and then pedestrians crossing the road. Is that accurate?
Well, yes. And the law allowing you to make a right-hand turn on a red light was fundamentally sound when people actually came to a complete stop before the white line. So the front of your vehicle should be stopped before the white line. That's why they painted it there. That allowed pedestrians to cross safely, and it also gave you a chance to scan left, center, right. But now you have to also do a quick right blind spot check to make sure there's not an e-bike coming up at 20 or 30 kilometers an hour before you make that right turn on a red light. And then what happened is many drivers just slowed down, looked left, center, right, then kept going. Mm. And now many a driver barely slows down, and they're thinking it's their prerogative, it's their right to make a right on a red. And the reality is, no, it ain't.
That's an interesting point, too, Angelo, is you're supposed to stop first and then make the turn. So if people are blowing the light, would it matter? Or just having the blanket law where no, that's not allowed. So if it's red, it's red. You stop no matter what.
Because then what you're trying to do is to re-educate the public who got their license last year or 5 years or 25 or 35 years ago. That the reality is that only one vehicle, one person has the right of way. You're not supposed to take the right of way from another road user. You can, if you want, give up the right of way. But when you're making a right-hand turn on a red, you don't have the right of way. It could be the vehicle opposite you has a left turn signal, and they get to continue without stopping. You have to stop behind the white line, then make a right on a red and turn into the lane closest to you, while the vehicle opposite to you theoretically could be making a left turn with a green arrow into the closest lane. But if you make a wide right turn because you haven't stopped or slowed down enough, or the vehicle opposite you is making a wide left turn, there's going to be a problem. And now you put in cyclists coming at 20 or 30 kilometers an hour on your right-hand side, or pedestrians who are crossing the intersection either with the walk or don't walk signal, it gets to be a mess. But if you're making a right-hand turn on a red, it's red. Red means, stop. That doesn't mean slow down, look, and go.
You know, that is a very interesting point, Angelo. So rather than changing laws, which could be inconsistent depending on where you go, do we need perhaps an education campaign on how to make a right turn on a red successfully and what you just said and what you're supposed to do?
Refresh people's memory. Red means stop. Okay, I have to stop. Then where do I need to stop? Well, if they painted a big fat white line, probably there. If there is no big fat white line, then the skinny white line or the prolongation from curb line to curb line if there is no sidewalk. The reason we have sidewalks is you should be expecting a pedestrian. That's on you, the driver. The reason we have to stop making right turns on reds is because now we have to have signs saying yield to pedestrians and turning traffic. And the reason you have to put those up is because some people forgot that you have to stop for before making a right turn on a red. I mean, now in Markham, there was a big hoopla because they banned right-hand turns on red lights several months ago, and then they started to enforce it. And then what happened was there was such an outcry that people got now to be able to make a right-hand turn when it wasn't prohibited. So they've put extra signs up saying no right-hand turn on a red from Monday to Friday from 9 to 5. Now you have to do math and look at the calculator in your watch.
Oh, man.
So it's getting a little out of hand.
So obviously, Angelo, education is, and don't let me put words in your mouth, but is what you're saying, education the best remedy here rather than changing the law?
Pick a law that you like, put it in the Highway Traffic Act, and let's enforce it. And then make sure people know, right? So if we get rid of them all, then let's make sure we get rid of them all and you tell everyone. If you don't want to spend the money on the new signage and educate, then go back to right-hand turns on a red, but you have to stop because it's red.
And, you know, you bring up another valid point, Angelo, just because of now the difference in the mixture of traffic, whether it's cyclists, yes, this, that, or the other, maybe it's time for that kind of campaign that, you know, to re-educate. The driving on the road is a lot different now than it was 20 years ago.
It way is. I mean, you do a right-hand blind spot check for a pedestrian, there's probably no one there because you would have saw them as you approach the lights. If you made a complete right, a stop at the correct place, you do a right-hand blind spot check, and there might be a cyclist on the sidewalk or on the bicycle lane coming up at 20 kilometers an hour. You got to be, much more aware of that. Or I saw someone on a little Segway unicycle. It looked so cool. If I was like 30 years younger, I'd do it myself. But that thing's motoring, so it's incumbent upon the person who has a red light to understand that they don't have the right of way because the light is red. Then you have to look to see who does have the right of way. Well, it's probably the pedestrian or the cyclist. What, we have to put a sign there to remind you that they have the right of way and you don't? So, it's all going to come down to education.
I remember a long time ago, as a kid, they were doing advertising for snowplows because people, I don't know, were hitting snowplows or whatever, and it's like the flashing blue light and da-da-da-da-da-da-da. And obviously it worked. And now you see snowplow convoys and whatever. It's like everybody kind of knows what to do. You got to wonder again if it's why we're not doing that now, considering how things have changed.
You make a good point. Shall we vote for you next?
All right. So Quebec doesn't have this. Quebec makes
mostly. Yeah. And in the island of Montreal, more likely. So every place is coming across. Places that didn't have it then started to allow it. Ontario looked at banning them. And then in the 70s, it was encouraged because you didn't during the fuel crisis, you didn't want people having to stop and then holding up traffic. It could go either way. Ban them, keep them, but you have to educate. Now, engineers are getting smarter, and with higher degrees of money being spent on infrastructure, you could have a right turn lane, and that's much better marked out. And there's actually a place for the cyclist and the pedestrian to be walking. So that's one way of getting around needing to make a right-hand turn on a red if there's a dedicated right turn lane. That's probably way safer and much easier to understand. It's trying to retrofit the older intersections where people are used to making a right turn on a red and for the last 15 years, and now it's banned. And you have to make sure that they read the sign to understand it's banned, because the person who's reading the sign stops and the guy behind honking the horn and two or three cars behind are honking the horn. And then maybe the next week you find out that it isn't banned all the time. Now it's only banned Monday to Friday, 9 to 5. You have to check your watch, and the guy behind's checking his watch. Or the guy behind doesn't know it's Saturday, and you can go through education. When it's all said and done, most people just want to get home safely. And they don't normally want to run over someone else. It's just, I wasn't paying attention. I didn't understand. I'm hungry. I'm hangry. I'm grumpy.
Angelo DiCicco with us. Special project manager with the Ontario Safety League, the big debate over right turns on red lights. And again, if you just stop, everything will be fine. Angelo, thanks for the time. Be safe.
Everyone, enjoy the day.
Thanks for listening to the Hamilton Today podcast. You can listen to the show live weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on 900 CHML and online at 900CHML.com.
Canada may be known for its landscapes and friendly people, but beneath the surface lies a darker side of crime, history, and the paranormal. Since 2017, the award-winning Dark Poutine podcast has explored the shadowy corners of the Great White North and beyond, delivering chilling tales from a uniquely Canadian perspective. Hosted by Mike Brown and Matthew Stockton, with over 300 episodes and fresh releases every Monday, Dark Poutine is your weekly ticket to the creepier side of Canada. Listen to Dark Poutine on Apple, Spotify, Amazon Music, or wherever you get your podcasts.